Hi, my name is Dr. Lillian Najat. Welcome back to this course on overcoming insomnia. So far, in lessons 1 and 2, we have covered facts about sleep and information about insomnia, as well as how to go about improving your sleep to get the best outcomes from this course. Lesson 3 is going to cover how to create the optimum environment for sleep, as well as talk about what to do and not to do during the day to improve your chances to sleep well at night. The environment in your bedroom can have a significant impact on your ability to sleep. There are a number of practical ways to create a sleep-inducing environment that can be implemented easily and immediately. First, be cool. The ideal ambient temperature can range from 63 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit, that is 17 to 20 degrees Celsius. While temperatures above 75 degrees Fahrenheit, or 24 degrees Celsius, and below 55 degrees Fahrenheit, or 13 degrees Celsius, can cause you to wake up before you are ready. If you do not have an air conditioner or heating, you can regulate the temperature by using fans, blinds, and shades, and by opening the windows. Cozy up. Make your bedroom feel peaceful and pleasant. Don't use the bed or bedroom for work or studying, as this can create clutter and can associate the room with stress and demands rather than relaxation. Ensure that you have a comfortable mattress and pillow that support your head and neck, and invest in nice sheets and sleepwear that you look forward to slipping into every night. Research has shown that most people report that they had a more comfortable night's sleep when their sheets smelled fresh. So ensure that you regularly change your sheets and pillowcases so they have a clean, fresh scent. Conceal light. Light stimulates the brain to wakefulness, so you will sleep better in a completely dark room. Unfortunately, these days, we have lights beaming from every direction because all of the electronic devices we use. So charge your phones and tablets and laptops in another room, so the lights, as well as the temptation to use these devices, do not interfere with your sleep. Try heavy curtains or eye shades to block out any other unwanted light. If you feel uncomfortable with total darkness, try a soft nightlight. Control noise. If you are frequently exposed to noise that is abrupt, unfamiliar, irregular, or intense, you are likely to have disrupted sleep. White noise can help you stay asleep despite these disturbances. Keep a fan going next to your bed to combat noise pollution, or consider investing in noise-canceling headphones or noise-reducing earplugs. Of course, this is not going to be your go-to strategy if it is important for you to hear noise, like if you have a newborn. In this case, you may just have to accept that your sleep will be disrupted for a while, but at least it's for a good reason. Unconscious coupling. You may decide to go all Gwyneth Paltrow and consciously uncouple from your partner if you can't agree on the sleeping conditions that suit both of you best. You may like to fall asleep to music while your partner prefers total silence. You may want the room warm and your partner wants it cool. You like to read to fall asleep, but your partner needs total darkness. It can feel like sleeping with the enemy when your partner is contributing to your sleeping problem. Snoring is a common complaint. Here are some helpful hints for snoring. Check out some anti-snoring products. There are headgears, mouth sprays, mouthpieces, and some say a tennis ball on the back of their shirt will do the trick. Another suggestion is to go to bed before your partner so you fall asleep first, or to use noise-canceling headphones or earplugs. Or better yet, send your partner to a sleep clinic to make sure they don't have sleep apnea, which can have serious health implications if not treated. Basically, it comes down to, if you want to stay with your partner, then you better brush up on your negotiation skills and figure out some practical and creative ways to ensure you both sleep well. Declutter. If you haven't gotten on the decluttering bandwagon, now may be a good time to hop on. Clutter in your room can make it harder to wind down and make you feel like you have more to get done just before bed. This is not very conducive to getting a good night's sleep. In fact, research has found that people with a cluttered bedroom take longer to fall asleep than those with neat and organized bedrooms, and that the more clutter you have, the more likely you will have a sleep disorder. So if your bedroom is cluttered, this may be a good place to start. Here are some decluttering tips. Make your room a work-free and screen-free zone. Papers, bills, laptops, and even phones should all be located in another room. Electronic devices can charge in another room. Make your room feel like a sanctuary for sleep. Declutter your surfaces. It's that stuff that accumulates on your tables and dressers. Makeup, books, coins, hair stuff, cups, wrappers. Whatever it is, get rid of it. Deal with your piles of clothes. Almost all of us are guilty of having an excess of clothes that often make our closets look like they're going to explode and can result in clothes piles all over the bedroom floor. If this is you, you may want to start decluttering by attending to your clothes first. Take them all out and then divide them into three sections: clothes you're going to keep, clothes that you're going to give away, and clothes that you're going to throw away. Put the ones you're going to keep neatly back in your closet. Donate the giveaway pile as soon as possible, and throw away the rest. When you're done, you will not only feel accomplished, you'll feel more relaxed, and you'll be in the best mindset for a good night's sleep. You'll be amazed at how much your bedroom environment can have an impact on your psyche. It's up to you whether you want it to have a negative or a positive one. We can now turn to another factor that can interfere with sleep: your daytime deeds. It may be that what you're doing during the day is keeping you up at night. The following are a few things to do and not to do to help promote better sleeping patterns. Cat naps are for cats. Feeling like taking a little nap during the day? If you snooze, you definitely lose. Napping interferes with the natural processes of your body clock. Naps make you feel less tired at night and associate sleeping with daytime rather than nighttime. You're better off going to bed earlier than you are taking a nap during the day. If you absolutely can't keep your eyes open, go to bed, not the couch, and limit a nap to 20 minutes. Set an alarm on your phone or clock, or ask someone to wake you up so you ensure you don't sleep longer than 20 minutes. Overstimulated. Stimulants contained in food, drinks, and other substances interfere with sleep. Well-known stimulants like caffeine and coffee, tea, and fizzy drinks, and high doses of nicotine can keep you up at night. Also, be aware of a lesser-known stimulant, tyrosine, found in chocolate and cheddar cheese. Everybody's body reacts differently to various stimulants, so get to know your personal limits. For instance, some people can drink coffee after dinner and still fall asleep at night, whereas others can only have one coffee a day, but before 2 p.m. Some medications can lead to insomnia as well. These include medications for cold and allergies, high blood pressure, heart disease, thyroid disease, and birth control, as well as asthma and pain medications. If you're on any medications, either prescription or over-the-counter, ask your doctor or pharmacist if they can lead to sleeping problems. Consume wisely. If you go to bed too hungry, you might be sleep-starved as well. If you're feeling famished before bed, have a light snack, but avoid foods that cause gas, that are high in fat and sugar, or that contain stimulants. And if you're using alcohol to get to sleep, stop. Alcohol may help you fall asleep, but it can lead to restless sleep and problems staying asleep. Expend energy. Getting physical during the day will prepare you both physically and mentally for sleep. Regular exercise lowers your general level of stress, improves your mood, and will help your body feel sufficiently fatigued by bedtime. One study showed that people with insomnia who participated in 30 minutes of aerobic exercise 3 or 4 times a week slept an hour longer and woke up less frequently than those who were more sedentary. Morning exercise may be more beneficial than at other times of the day, but the main rule of thumb is to avoid strenuous exercise within 2 hours of bedtime, as your body needs time to wind down. Sex, on the other hand, promotes sleep, so have at it. We've now come to the end of Lesson 3 on creating a good sleep environment and having good daytime habits. In Lesson 4, we will cover how to create an effective bedtime routine. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.